Gene Zube of Osceola, Wisconsin, passed away at Christian Community Home of Osceola on May 3rd, 2018, at the age of 98. Born in Amory, Wisconsin, Gene grew up on the family farm and after high school went to work as a dental assistant for Dr. C.A. Nelson at Dental Arts in Amory. In 1945, she married William Zube at Holy Trinity Orthodox Church in Vance Creek Township. They farmed for a time and then lived in the St. Croix Falls in Amory before building a home in Osceola. Jean became a nursing assistant at Ladd Memorial Hospital and worked there for 25 years before retiring. During her retirement, she drove bus for the Polk County Adult Development Center. Jean loved to travel. She and Bill took trips out west to the Yukon Territories, to Alaska. She loved spending time on the south shore of Lake Superior in Bayfield and Cornucopia. Jean's family would like to express her profound gratitude to the staff at Christian Community Homes, St. Croix Hospice, and Royal Oaks for the care and compassion given to Mom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, Jesus.
This past February, when Jean first went into Christian Community Homes in Osceola, went to pray and visit her, and brought her communion. And just as she received the sacrament in her mouth, before the service was even over, she says out loud, "Now I'm going to live forever." Truer words have never been spoken. She will live forever. And yet here we are at her death, at her burial. And so we witness today this collision course of life and death. And at first glance, on the surface, someone might say that death won, that death had the final word. And from an earthly perspective, maybe we'd even think that's not such a bad thing. She had children, grandchildren, long life, 98 years old, all on the positive side. On the negative, the body was growing weaker and more pained, lost her independence. Those things are now over. And even from God's perspective, there is a truth in it, although it's an incomplete truth. God does not want us to live forever in the broken world. God does not want us to live forever with bodies that grow weaker by the day. God does not want us to live forever where sin still rears its ugly head. That much is certain. But God is life, and God created us for life. And while from an earthly perspective, we may say that 98 years is a good long life, God says no, not even close, not even close. That's just a drop in the bucket. That's just a pinprick of light in the life that he has planned for you, for me, and for Jean. So God sends his son, Jesus Christ, into the world to solve both problems, the problem of this broken world, the problem of sin, the problem of suffering, and then the problem of death itself. So that in the collision between life and death, life wins, and life wins perfectly. Not just extending life in a broken world, but bringing life to perfection itself. When Jesus rises from the dead, death is trampled and he bestows life. But again, not life in this broken world. Life in the broken world must still come to an end, because this is not God's plan for us here. But life comes to an end in this broken world in order that Christ might bestow eternal life. Jesus Christ creates a path to eternal life in the kingdom of heaven, where there is neither sickness nor sorrow nor the sighings of the heart, but life everlasting in brilliance and in perfection. And when we are raised, our sin is peeled away and burned on the side because there is no use for that anymore. When we are raised, brokenness will be healed. When we are raised, what is lacking will be completed. When we are raised, weaknesses will be replaced by strength and love and life of Jesus Christ, who is life itself. Now, as we heard in the gospel, Jesus himself says, well, two things. He says, those that believe in him will have life. And then he says, the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection condemnation. The resurrection of life is open to all who believe in him and who do good in his name. Now, Gene Zube is and was a spirited human being, sometimes a quirky lady, and I will miss her terribly. I will miss her until we meet again. Michelle and I also saw her not only right after she moved in, but also the day before she passed, just last week. And after praying, and after concluding our little service, I was putting, you know, my priestly things away. Michelle sat down next to her bed, took Jean's hand in hers. And Jean, who hadn't said anything the whole time we were there, said to Michelle the last thing she would ever say to either of us. Michelle took her hand, and Jean looked her in the eye, and she said, "Good Lord, your hands are cold." Last thing she'll ever say to us. You may have noticed this, maybe not, but Jean had a few opinions. Now, when she was healthier and younger, like around 89, she used to call me somewhat regularly with ideas she had. You know, these ideas would come to her, and Father Chris needs to know about this. So she would call me up on the phone, and our caller ID would say, "Zube Jean," and I'd say, "Hello." And she'd say, "This is Jean Zube from Osceola," you know, to distinguish her from all the other Jean Zubes I knew. But she'd come up, she'd have this idea. "The Tamburitans are coming. We should organize a bus trip. A festival is coming up in Osceola. We could sing at that." Now, some of her ideas were a little bit out there, but she was spirited about them. If she had the idea, she wanted to share them. If she had the idea, she wanted other people to know and to at least give the idea consideration. And a lot of her ideas were excellent. A lot of them were very good and very heartfelt. She called me up once and said, "This is Jean Zube from Osceola. You know, we should have printed visitor guides for people who come to the church." So we did it, and we still have them to this day. She called me up and she said, "This is Jean Zube from Osceola. We should arrange vespers at the Osceola nursing home." She did this while Bill was sick, and we did it. And when we held church services there, not just for Bill, but for all the other people. If she knew you were looking for something, maybe you mentioned to her, "You know, I have this thing I'm looking for," she would keep her eyes and ears open until she found it, and she'd give you a call and say, "Hey, I found this thing that you're looking for." And the point of all this is that Jean cared. She cared. Yes, she was feisty. Yes, she was fiery. Yes, she was, you know, sometimes a little bit opinionated, but she did it because she cared. She believed that you had needs and she was going to help you meet them. She believed this church had needs and she was going to help meet them. She believed that people needed to be taken care of, and she was going to do her part and put her energy into doing things that she knew and believed were good, for the good of her church, for the good of her neighbor, for the good of her family. You know, Jesus said, those who have done good will come to the resurrection of life. Jean Zube loved Christ, and Jean Zube done good. You know, we just read her obituary. One of the lines said, she spent 25 years as a nursing assistant. Think about that sentence. She spent 25 years as a nursing assistant. Full stop. That's a life worth living right there. But then in retirement, she drove the bus for the Polk County Adult Development Center. That's what she did when she retired. St. John Chrysostom, one of the greatest preachers and fathers of our church, once said, to care for the sick is a greater act than raising the dead. Jean Zube done a great act. And any sickness, any brokenness, any sin, any death that we may commit or encounter in this life, Jesus Christ took care of that. He took care of the part that we can't take care of. He took care of the part that was beyond us. And so the good that Jean has done in the name of Christ and the image of God that was in her spirit since the day she was born, since the day she was conceived, That God preserves, and that is what will shine eternally in the kingdom of heaven with all her spirit and all her energy. The last thing Jean ever ate was Holy Communion. The last thing she ever ate was the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that was a sign and a symbol and a reality of her life, being one with her Savior, being one with his body. And now, well, now she's going to live forever. Amen. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.